It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Your evening. Memory verse is taken from Psalms 104, verse 23. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. If you are above 50, you are already in the second half of your day, and you need to apply wisdom more than ever before. By evening, you are supposed to be relying more on wisdom, not on strength, as the flood may have subsided. You may refer to yesterday's teaching to understand what I mean by the flood. Job 12:12 says that wisdom is supposed to be with the ancients. Years are supposed to teach wisdom. Job 32 verse 7 says that days should speak and multitudes of years should teach wisdom. This is why it said that a fool at 40 is a fool forever. You are supposed to have become wise by the time you are 40, because as people grow older, they naturally become weaker. Nobody will believe, except those who are close to me, that I used to be a boxer. Nobody will believe that there was a time I could carry a bag of cement in one hand and another in the second hand, and say that I was balancing the equation. Now, even with two hands, I'll think twice before I pick up a bag of cement. In 2 Samuel 21, verses 15 to 17, the Bible says that David waxed faint. This was the same person who killed a lion and a bear. He was the same person that delivered 200 foreskins when he was asked to get 100. David was the giant killer. The one who single-handedly cut off Goliath's head waxed faint, and he could have been killed in battle if somebody had not come to his aid. What lesson can we learn from that? When David was at his peak, he had prepared for the time he would grow faint. In 1 Samuel 22 verse 1-2, when he was in the cave of Adullam, he gathered some vagabonds and turned them into mighty men. It was one of his boys that was there to help him when this evening came. In 2 Samuel 23:1-39, we read of the people he had prepared who were now called David's mighty men. These men risked their lives by taking on an entire army just to get him water to drink. If you are in your flood age, you should prepare disciples when things are going very smoothly. Are you preparing for those days when the flood will be gone? What arrangements are you making during your daytime, because the night is coming? I'm speaking in Proverbs, but a word is enough for the wise. Key point. Start building younger people now, so that when your strength is no longer as before, they can be there to help you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk, or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.